Don, I'm concerned. You're always working long days and coming into work all frazzled.
I can't help it, Yael. The stress is part of the job.
Haven't you heard that stress can reduce your immune defenses and make you sick?
I always thought that was just something my wife said to get me to cut back on my workload.
No, Don, it's real. The link between chronic stress and immune function is now well established in the scientific community.
I thought stress was supposed to be beneficial, and it was supposed to help us get through difficult situations.
You mean like the fight or flight response?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I thought that was supposed to help us. How can that be bad for you?
If it's a quick stressor, like a big dog barking at you from a dark alley, your body will react by reducing pain sensitivity, increasing your available energy, and activating your fight or flight response. Hormones like cortisol are released. When you're stressed every day, your body will react in the same way, but your body can't handle constant stressors. When cortisol is chronically elevated, it can actually weaken your immune system by interfering with regular immune functioning. This interference could leave you susceptible to all kinds of health problems.
Wow. I didn't realize that the same responses that help me get pumped up when I get scared could actually make it easier for me to get sick if I'm stressed for a long time.
Well, now you know, so there's no excuse for your overwork.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Tim Greaves with help from Greg Demas in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. That address again, amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.